Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, once again, a very happy National Donut Day to you all and to anybody that wants to celebrate. Donuts are great. Tremendous. What's your favorite kind of donut?
Favorite kind of donut? That's I'm a big blueberry cake guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, get the blueberry.
Glazed blueberry cake donuts? Mm-hmm. Oh, very good choice. Very good
Very
choice.
Solid. Very big fan.
I am going to Ryan, you're still here. Do you have a favorite kind of donut?
He's thinking.
You can call in, by the way, and offer your favorite kind of donut because it is National Donut Day. 301-230-0980. Just a simple glaze guy. All right.
Brian loves his glaze.
Okay. I'm just going to try and just move on. All right. Let me give you a traditional and let me give you a not traditional.
Let's hear it.
And again, I'm a big Dunkin' Donuts guy, so I'm just going to speak from what I know.
Okay.
One, their glazed sour cream donut.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It is not your typical cake donut, like dry and chewy. It is like, I don't know what they do to it.
I wouldn't call a cake donut dry, but continue.
Okay. Some of them are.
Some can be, if they've been sitting.
I don't know what they do with it. It's probably because they may use more butter or oil or whatever.
The sour cream.
It is amazingly moist.
It's the sour cream.
It is whatever it is. I guess it's got to be that, right? Which would make it a sour cream donut. The glazed sour cream donut, when it is cooked right and it is
it's fresh.
Oh, so good. Let me give you a second one. You can't find them around here because I think I've probably hit every single Dunkin' Donuts in the DMV area. Well, maybe not, but I've hit many.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I've hit many of them. Let's just put it this way. The Dunkin' app gets a workout on my phone. But I have found this on the Jersey Turnpike on my way back and forth to MetLife Stadium. And that is not the jelly-filled donut. No, 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 no. That's for amateurs.
Let's calm down. Continue.
The apple crumb frosted donut.
Mm-hmm.
With apple pie filling in the middle of the donut.
Mm-hmm.
With I believe it's a vanilla icing. And then the brown sugar crumble. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a James Wood 460-foot home run to right field.
At 116 off the bat.
Yeah.
Lefty.
Just loudest pop you've ever heard.
It is to die for. It is
incredible.
Sinful. It is sinful.
Gluttonous almost.
Oh, it is just the best. Why every Dunkin' Donuts does not make it, I don't know. Once again, the people in New York and New Jersey, They know what they're doing when it comes to food. Okay. Washington's got some decent stuff. New York and New Jersey, they just know. They just know. Now, your donut, very good. Brian, very unimaginative, but, you know, plain Jane, okay, fine, good. But the apple pie-filled, frosted, brown sugar crumble donut is the best donut ever made by mankind. Now, one thing that I should just bring up real quickly that I had never had until about maybe 7 or 8 years ago at a Duck Donuts, which is very popular around here. And in the Outer Banks and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I am really, really, really like hankering for right now is, do you know which donut I'm going to pick?
I don't, Duck Donuts? Cause Duck Donuts, you can customize, you can do whatever. You can create your own. You select your own dip, your own drizzle, your own topping. I have no idea where you're going to come from here.
How about the maple bacon? You never really think of, I mean, people used to not think of bacon, salty, porky, fatty, what have you.
And then the bacon craze of 2013 happened.
Right. But more, you never used to think of it with like sweets.
Sure.
And yet it's becoming a thing. And I think
candied
it's because
bacon,
of,
very good.
Yes. But I think it's because of the bacon maple donuts that you can get in certain, I guess, boutique donut shops or...
you can find a maple bacon donut at a Dunkin' Donuts if the time of year is right.
You can?
If the time of year is right.
I don't remember that. But maybe I could be missing it. I don't know. But I know at Duck Donuts, you can get the maple bacon. And I
Absolutely.
Thought... We did a broadcast there back in, I want to say, like 2017 or something like that.
At Dunkin' Donuts?
No. At a Duck Donuts in like... Centerville, Sterling, somewhere in that range.
Sure, yeah.
It was me and Chad Dukes.
Mm.
And I had never had a maple bacon donut, and I proceeded to have three of them that day.
Yeah, that's
so good, man. So if you can get one of those, if you like bacon, if you like maple, I love anything like maple, brown sugar. I say this all the time. I hate sugar in my drinks. I will not drink anything with sugar.
Wrong.
But I love, and I'm fearful that I'm getting more and more addicted to sugar in food, i.e. sweets, as I get older. Whereas I used to like basically avoid it and have no problem avoiding ice cream cookies, like Reese's, peanut butter cups, Butterfingers, whatever. That's the kind of stuff I like. Even like Blizzards or ice cream, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing. I used to be able to avoid that, no problem. Just give me food, regular food. Now I'm finding I'm less into regular food and more into sweets.
Interesting.
But I cannot drink anything as my can of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Baja Blast,
Very
a Taco
good.
Bell original, would show you. So anyway, now that we have all that, the important stuff settled, right? Go out and get yourself a damn donut.
Baja Blast is also getting disrespect in this office. Completely undeserved.
Oh, you mentioned... Because you wanted it on the fast food...
It didn't make my cut, but the fact that it missed every single person on the panel's
It should
panel's
not surprise
cut.
You, because here I'm going to just run through the list, and you tell me... and you tell me creative or unimaginative... Okay, but I'm not going to give you.
Let me
are
tell you
looking,
about Team
Oh, you're
Grant,
looking at the list,
buddy.
Right? Oh, you're looking at the list. Okay, creative or unimaginative? Team Grant, a McDonald's Coca-Cola.
Good pick. I personally wouldn't take it 1-1, but it is a good pick.
Completely unimaginative.
Correct.
A McDonald's Quarter Pounder.
Fine. Not the best fast food burger by a long shot.
I think the McDonald's Quarter Pounder is good. Maybe bordering on very good. I would eat that much quicker, much more. I haven't had a Big Mac in probably 25-ish years.
Give me a Big Mac over a Quarter Pounder,
okay,
that's for sure.
I would prefer the McDonald's Quarter Pounder, but that's just me. McDonald's Chicken Nuggets. Do you notice a trend here that Grant Paulson only goes to McDonald's?
Yeah, and then he puts
I'll spoil the last pick. Yeah. He puts a Popeye's biscuit with it. That's more bread. What are you doing?
Well, a Popeye. Now listen, a biscuit that is not hard and been out under the heat lamp for a while is a great item.
Also,
no matter where it comes from, it is a great item.
Very but easily fixable,
all,
too.
Yes, but of all people to go McDonald's, 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 which did not surprise me at all, because if you know Grant, to know Grant
He's
is to know that he is as predictable as the sun rising in the east, okay? He hates everything that's really good and that he hasn't tried, and yet it just likes a bacon cheeseburger or a cheeseburger and a Coca-Cola, and he thinks, for whatever reason, that McDonald's Coca-Cola is like gold compared to other Coca-Cola.
Scientifically, it is.
All right, whatever. Doesn't go with the McDonald's fries, which seems to be everybody's favorite
that
got, fries.
That, hold on.
But I'm just saying.
That got snaked.
Right, but he did not go with McDonald's fries.
Not 1-1.
So he went with Popeye's biscuit. Then Danny, our friend Danny Huhey, went with the aforementioned McDonald's fries.
Takes him with his first pick.
Okay.
Fair.
Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich.
Good pick.
I think a very solid pick. Chick-fil-A is excellent. The lines are way too long, especially in the drive-thru, because we are a lazy society.
Mm-hmm.
I love Chick-fil-A's customer service. I appreciate how nice and kind they are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I like to go inside.
Of course.
But the Chick-fil-A...
Even in the drive-thru, they're nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich, number two.
Solid pick.
I thought this was a very, very, very good pick at number three for Danny. He went with the Wendy's Frosty.
Okay, this is where you and I will have a rift.
Oh.
So, while the Wendy's Frosty is good, Chris, have you ever been to Cookout?
Yes.
So, the Cookout milkshake would have been the pick here.
Okay. Let me stop you right there. I don't remember having a Cookout milkshake.
Oh.
But.
You should.
But this is what disqualified every one of these clowns from consideration from the Smart Hall of Fame.
The fourth pick is egregious.
Okay. But the fact that they didn't put Cookout.
It didn't make any of the lists.
None of them. And there was five guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not Five Guys the burger chain. Five guys. Okay?
Most of which I respect as real eaters.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, now, the rule was it had to have a drive-thru. So
okay.
Five guys, like the burger and fries chain, not eligible.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'm sure it would have been on the list. But it wasn't, but it was not eligible. Ryan Clary, Corporate Clary. The Popeye's chicken sandwich, even though he meant to say the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, he got the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
He
very good chicken
pick.
Sandwich.
Correct pick with the one with the one seed.
Okay.
With your first pick, Popeye's chicken sandwich is a good call.
I agree. Very good sandwich. The Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Not as good of a call.
I don't remember having Chick-fil-A nuggets.
They have them.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have had them. It's been a while. When my kids were younger.
They're fine.
They would order them. The Dairy Queen Blizzard. I think the Dairy Queen Blizzard is an amazing dessert. I think it's so good. There are so many different varieties and so many flavors. I'm often confused as to which one I should try. Mm-hmm. And I try and avoid the Dairy Queen Blizzards because they're so bad for you.
Yeah,
but
I did.
They are such a slice of Americana.
So during the football season, I did Dairy Queen for Dan Quinn for every Commanders win.
Ah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, so we made it about halfway through the season. I was like, they're winning too much. I can't do this.
Too much.
I can't do it.
My blood sugar cannot handle it. Number four on his list, Ryan, who is a weirdo, was the Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Great pick.
Okay.
It's a great pick.
You like the Krispy Kreme glazed donut. Brian obviously likes a glazed donut. He didn't specify Krispy Kreme. I know a lot
glazed.
Of people, when they're hot, right? That's the whole
thing. Yeah, when the sign's on, you stop and you go inside.
All right. Okay. I mean, to each his own. Daris, who I always look upon as very smart, and probably the smartest person on that show.
He probably has the best list.
He has Popeye's chicken tenders, one.
Very good.
I don't know if I've had them, but anything from Popeyes is
good. They're crispy. They're juicy. That you can dip them in all a myriad of sauces that Popeyes has, like the Mardi Gras mustard, like the blackened ranch a lot. Big fan.
He has the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the regular chicken sandwich, not the spicy, which, again, I don't think you can go wrong.
Good
value.
And
he even said, I don't like pickles, but for whatever reason, I like pickles on the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Well, because they use pickle brine in the chicken.
In the batter, right?
Yes.
Or whatever it is. This is where Darris hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Yeah.
Checkers fries.
He could have said Popeyes too because they're effectively the same to me.
Correct.
Absolutely. Like Checkers fries, very, very good.
Checkers,
very good pick.
So underrated, so good. I have a little thing that I have to avoid every time I'm leaving Northwest Stadium.
Oh boy. Is it the Checkers?
Checkers.
It is the Checkers.
On, was it 215?
I haven't been out there in forever, but my mom used to take us to the exact same Checkers when we go to Six Flags when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's the A&W used to be right there, isn't it?
No, I think that's on the other side.
Might be a different one,
say.
But still, but Checkers
Central
around
Avenue,
there.
I believe, is the road. When I'm exiting Joe Gibbs Way or Joe Gibbs Drive or whatever it is, and making the left and heading towards the Beltway, Checkers. Sometimes the line is very long.
Yeah,
because it's that good. But
people like
it
Checkers.
Is so good. And then just finishing this up, because we kind of have to, Darris had the McDonald's Oreo McFlurry, which, again, very solid dessert. Not saying it's my absolute, absolute favorite. I don't think about it morning, noon, and night like I do a Blizzard with, like, apple and cinnamon and all that stuff. But McDonald's Oreo Flurry, very good. McFlurry, I should say. And then there was Young Tobes. The only one that went with breakfast items.
Yeah.
He started his list with the sausage McMuffin and then continued with the, from McDonald's, and then continued with the McDonald's hash brown.
So he took a McMuffin, not a McGriddle.
Well, this is exactly the problem. First of all, a McGriddle is 1,000 times better than a McMuffin.
Correct.
Secondly, a biscuit. Sandwich. A biscuit sandwich.
Yeah.
Sausage, egg, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like bacon, egg, and cheese. I like sausage, egg, and cheese. A biscuit sandwich, especially if the biscuit is not hard and dry, if it's cooked right, plenty of butter, milk, butter, all that stuff, is so amazing, so good, so rich, so flavorful. A McMuffin is fine. It's just kind of...
It's there.
Yeah. It's just kind of there. Then, young misguided Tobes went off the board and went to one of my other favorite places, Taco Bell.
Whoa, you skipped over two?
I said McDonald's hash brown.
Did you say hash brown? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just kind of combined them. The hash brown from McDonald's are terrific.
Pick.
Went to Taco Bell. Why? Because I'm a cheapskate. And I like... the beefy five-layer burritos and the nachos and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had one of these, probably because it's too expensive, but the Taco Bell steak grilled cheese burrito.
Yeah,
good.
You're depriving yourself.
Okay.
The grilled cheese burritos are solid. I'm a fan.
Got to try that. And then for his final selection,
never had this.
He went to a place that I think is a goldmine of taste and quality, but he went off the board and he went with an Arby's Jamocha shake. Now, I've seen these advertised. I've thought about it, but Arby's is great. I'd rather, if I'm going to spend the calories and the fat and the sodium and all that stuff, I'd rather spend it.
Rather get the apple pie turnover?
Yeah, or on just Arby's food.
Yeah. Because
it's really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the curly fries with the horsey sauce, which is spicy and it's got a...
The horseradish, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a horsey sauce, right, they call it?
Well, yeah, it's a creamier horseradish sauce.
Yeah. Oh, so good. It's a little spicy, so you got to be prepared
for it. It's horseradish.
I mean, obviously, their roast beef is tremendous. I once had a brisket smokehouse cheddar sandwich.
Uh-huh.
You know how brisket is really fatty?
Yeah.
And if you don't like really fatty, if you don't like fatty steak, you know, if you trim all that stuff off, which is gold, you're probably not going to like this sandwich, but if you like brisket and if you like fatty type steak or around the edges or whatever, because that's where all the flavor is. Oh my God. This was melt in your freaking mouth. Melt in your mouth. The other thing they missed, again, diving a little bit deeper into Checkers, a deep sea double. If you like a fish sandwich, way better than your typical fish sandwich. Now, you got to like fish sandwiches.
I was gonna say, I'm less in on those.
Okay. I like the deep sea double from Checkers. Really good. Here's another thing. None of these Nimrods picked fried chicken.
Dude, I've got, I have my list.
They picked tenders, nuggets. Damn it, get some fried chicken from either KFC, Popeyes, or wherever.
Yeah.
Fried chicken is the best.
It's good. It's just if I'm putting together a draft of fast food, bone-in fried chicken it's not going to make my top four just because it's such a deep category. You know what I mean?
It's like a deep cut on an album?
Yeah.
Well, I don't look at it as a deep cut, but maybe that's because I grew up working at Roy Rogers, which that was their main calling card.
Really?
Was fried chicken. Oh, yeah. I mean, the burgers were very popular, too, like the Double R Bar Burger or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But fried chicken, because I used to have to make it, was the signature of Roy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. And to me, like, breasts, well, chicken breasts can be dry, overcooked, what have you.
You stole a clip from me.
Sorry. But fried, they are better than baked or anything like that, or grilled or whatever. But there is nothing in this world better, in my opinion, nothing. Not one thing that is better than a fried chicken thigh. The thigh piece. Fried chicken, wherever you get it, it's so money. Dark meat, juicy, tender. Not chewy. It just slides right off the bone. It's got the requisite breading. It's so good. It's so much a fat boy's paradise that I have to literally fight going to Popeyes every single day. Every single day of my life, I pass a Popeyes and I have to just wince as I drive past it because I already struggle with what I eat and health and all that stuff. If I gave in to how many temptations I have for a fried chicken thigh. So that's just where I'm going to leave this. I didn't mean to do an entire segment on fast food and donuts, but it's Friday. It's the summer.
That's right.
Right? Help yourself. Have some fun. A Popeyes, especially fried chicken thigh. Oh!
Before we get out of here, I have to give my four. If I'm going to critique, you know, I have to.
Go ahead.
I have to give mine. So, number one.
This is more important than Aaron Rodgers.
It's important to me. And a lot more important than Aaron Rodgers because he likes to drag stuff out.
Yes.
But
so, we're dragging things out.
Yeah, I'm going to drag this segment out because I want to give my answers.
Yeah.
Steak and Shake or a Freddy's bacon double bacon cheeseburger. That's my number one pick. I'm a big fan of steak burgers. I'm a big fan of, like, just, you know, smash burgers because, you know, that you scraping it off the griddle, you get something a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell.
Oh.
That's my number two.
All right.
And then number three, I got to shout out my guys, Portillo's.
Oh, Double A had that as well.
He had the Italian sausage.
Right.
I am going a little bit off the beaten path. I'm going with the cake shake. Have you ever had one of those?
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Oh, my God, Russell.
I can't remember. Is Portillo's a drive-thru?
Yes, you can drive through Portillo's.
All right. I used to live near one in Chicago, and I don't remember it being a drive-thru because I try and avoid drive-thrus as much as I can if I have the time. But I didn't remember Portillo's as drive-thru. The Portillo's, which, again, Midwestern Chicago-based sausage and Italian beef. Combination with the sweet peppers.
Very good.
And the melted mozzarella cheese and the au jus.
Yeah.
Sinfully good. Sinfully good at Portillo's, which you can also get in Florida. Culver's is another great place. They should
have
Culver's around here. Crinkle cut
fries.
Also in Florida. Nathan's crinkle cut french fries, when they are fresh, No? Come on. I don't think Nathan's is a drive-thru anymore.
No, I don't think it is either. But if I go to Shake Shack down the street, they do crinkle cut fries very well. I think crinkle cut fries are they have the lowest floor and the lowest ceiling. They are still good. Most usually soggy, but the whole point about the crinkle cut is that you want them to be to fry up a little bit better. That's why they made crinkle cut. But a lot of people still can't do it. And then to round out my four, just to close out the list, Arby's curly fries.
Very solid choice.
Yeah, I think they're just as good as Popeye's fries and Checkers fries, but they're curly. I'm a fan.
I'm going to give you a hidden gem.
Sure.
A hidden gem when I return.
Ooh.
On the other side. Don't let me forget. 301-230-0980. It's a Friday. We're having fun. Jeff in Vienna says the cookout banana pudding milkshake.
Yes, sir.
Is top five. He says Chick-fil-A strips are better than Chick-fil-A nuggets. I would agree with there. And he said
Wendy's
McDonald's Diet Coke is the greatest hangover cure in the world.
I've heard that.
There you go. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, right back at it. Here's the secret gem, the secret, thing that I thought of while we were doing the segment on fast food gems and favorites and whatever. Again, as you go figure, I like the deep sea double. I like the crinkle cut fries way more than everyone else's traditional shoestring fries. Blah. Awful. Even the really popular fries. Okay. Burger King fries.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
By the way, our money too. They are really good. But anyway, You're looking at me like I've got 16 heads.
That was just a bad take.
Burger King fries are awesome.
Bro, that's not even the best side at Burger King.
Like, Burger King fries. I'm telling you, you're sleeping on Burger King fries.
Onion rings are better.
Well, I get it.
Chris,
I'm
sleeping on the fries at Burger King, tell me why Burger King is the only fast food chain where you can swap out the fries for mozzarella sticks, chicken fries, which are better than regular fries.
You want to know why? It's the same people that are driving the conversation about the NBA being better than the NHL. No, I'm just teasing. I think, listen, fries can be wonderful no matter what variety, whatever. The key, I would say, is fresh, hot, salty.
For sure.
What have you. There are all sorts of different types and varieties. I love them all. But Burger King fries are always money, I think. But anyway, and the onion rings are good too. Don't get me wrong. Here's the item, and you're going to go, ew! I've had them 3 times. Arby's, Chiro's.
I've no issue.
Like, no knowledge or no issue with that?
I've no issue with it. I also, it's not something I have a file on. It's not something I'm going to say. I'm not going to yuck that yum.
Okay.
Because I have all the faith in the world that Arby's does probably do a really good gyro.
Here's the only problem.
Yeah.
They don't put feta cheese on them.
That is a problem.
And that makes a gyro, at least the ones that I've had, that makes a gyro special.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's fraudulent without it.
The meat. And Arby's, obviously, again, does a lot of smoked meats, the roast meat. So it should not be a surprise, right? We have the meats, right? Should not be a surprise that they are pretty damn good and that the meat, the gyro meat, very tender, delicious, whatever. Trust me. If you're ever passing by an Arby's, try it. Trust me. You're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be disappointed. All right. We have to do a trending alert right here, right now. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And then we will finally come back and get into a couple of minutes of Aaron Rodgers. My guy Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10 says, no one ever says Burger King fries. I'm telling you guys, you're falling asleep. You're sleeping on
it. It's okay, Chris. You can admit that you're wrong.
No,
it's fine.
No, no, no. When they are fresh, hot, salty, they are really good. I'm not telling you they're the best, but they're better than what everybody else thinks is the best. And I won't.
That's not
I won't continue to, you know, because I like that product too, but they are better than
their counterparts.
Yes,
I disagree.
And as usual, everyone sleeps on it, and I'm the only one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No. That is self-aware enough to appreciate the quality of a good Burger King French fry. And I agree with you that onion rings are awesome. And it's a great option that BK has.
You know your friends when you can tell your friends how wrong they are, and right now is one of those moments. This is just a complete whiff by you.
I think I'm going to go get some Burger King French fries. So
that's fine. That affects you only. Not me.
Well, I mean, it might affect the gas levels.
Well, listen, it may affect those around you as well.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'll be home.
Yeah, exactly. We will not be hanging out tonight. We're not watching Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight together. Anyway, so Aaron Rodgers, of course, is officially signing his deal. I'm not sure if he's officially signed it yet. I'm sure he has.
He said next week ahead of minicamp, I think was the quote.
Oh, that he'll sign the deal?
Yeah.
I thought he was reporting today to sign the deal and take the physical.
It could be that. Okay. I was
that was
told
the initial report, yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see whether it became official, or whatever. Either way, I don't expect there to be a problem, but you never know with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right.
Here's the deal. So on the way in, I heard Toby and Linnell talking about
this.
Oh,
you remembered his name.
Yes. Young Lionel. Toby was absolutely against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Linnell was proper in defending the Steelers for signing Aaron Rodgers. The problem is that both Linnell and Toby failed to realize what the real problem down the stretch was last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that was how porous their defense was.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense was not very good down the stretch at all last year. And that combined with the very, very, very meager quarterback play of Russell Wilson down the stretch and Justin Fields before that caught up to them. Now, there was very little margin for error. And the roof collapsed, if you will, on the Steelers season, defense, what have you. When you have Aaron Rodgers and you are a veteran team with a coach that's been there for, what, 18 years, who hadn't won a playoff game in 8 years, and they have struggled terribly to find Ben Roethlisberger's replacement or equal or something close to where you don't have – maybe you're not winning games solely because of the quarterback, but you don't have to worry, oh, God, that's a huge void. Which is pretty much what they've, the carousel that they've been on for the last 8 years, maybe even before Ben Roethlisberger retired, right? Well, actually, now that I think about it, that's 8 years since they won a playoff game. Roethlisberger played for some of that. I should point that out. Anyway, long and the short of it is this: I think Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass. I would not want to deal with him. But in a bad year on a bad team, and yes, he had Garrett Wilson, I got it. But on a bad year on a bad team, coming off of a blown Achilles, Aaron Rodgers threw for almost 4,000 yards. Aaron Rodgers still gets rid of the football fairly quickly. He still processes defenses better than most. He still got a little bit of mobility left. Not much, but still a little bit. And while he's an absolute pain in the ass, And I wouldn't want him on my team, ideally. If you are as desperate as Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers are, and if you benched a guy that somehow, some way, everyone in the media, again, I'm right, they're wrong, thinks Justin Fields is awesome and special and great. If you benched Justin Fields at 4-2 and went to Russell Wilson and it initially worked and you were a big-time contender and then it all fell apart for various reasons, if you're moving on from that and Kenny Pickett and this and Mitch Trubisky and all these guys, you can't tell me you're worse off with Aaron Rodgers. I will deal with some Aaron Rodgers landmines, some booby traps. I will deal with the smoke coming out of the teepee in Latrobe, Pennsylvania at training camp. I will deal with some of that to see if I can get over the top. And then one more thing, Max, and I'll let you weigh in a sec. I heard Ryan Clark this morning on Get Up.
Oh, did you now?
Yes, unfortunately. And Ryan Clark said that the Steelers are signing Aaron Rodgers so that they don't suck.
Sure.
Do you really think Mike Tomlin, and whatever you think of Mike Tomlin, looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I'm going to sign this guy and deal with this guy. Just so that we don't suck?
Just so that I can go 9-8 again.
No, well, just so that we don't suck, i.e. win 3 or 4 games or whatever, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Or am I going to sign Aaron Rodgers? Why? Because he's better than anything I've had here in a while. 1. 2, you scoff at 9-8,
it's
10-7, whatever. I guess 10-7 nobody would scoff at. But 9-8. You scoff at that, but here's how the Steelers are approaching this. Media hates this. Professional sports teams love it. They would rather barely make the playoffs and everyone count them out and take their chances and see if they can get hot and see if they can go on a run like the Pittsburgh Steelers did back in 2006. When they were the 6th seed and they had to go on the road for all 3 playoff games at Cincinnati against Carson Palmer and the Bengals, at Indianapolis against the great Peyton Manning, who never played poorly in a playoff game, and at Mike Shanahan's Denver team against Jake the Snake Plumber, and then won Super Bowl 40 against Seattle in Detroit. For Jerome Bennis's last game. Don't you think that while it's sports media and fans often call it the worst place to be, NFL teams and a lot of other sports teams say, hey, you know what? We have 2 choices here. Either we can terribly suck, be awful, and be the first pick or the second pick in the draft and take our chances and hope that the right guy is there, hope that we're right, hope that we can surround him and be miserable. Or we can try and win 9 or 10 games and try and go on a run and take our chances that way. And I've always, and I know this is counter to what a lot of people think, I've always been of that ilk. Much more than hitting the blow-up button and hoping that you're right there. If I'm going to hope, I want to hope in the playoffs, not hope at number 2 or number 3, because oftentimes those teams get it wrong. Hope. See where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But at the same time, I'm going to counter with, like, do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be better than, say, what a lot of people were touting as one of the most ready quarterbacks in this draft in Shadur. Like, I understand all the things that Shadur brings. I understand all the what was being said about Shadur in the pre-draft process. But, like, I would rather take a shot on that than an aging Aaron Rodgers. I really would. That's just kind of where I land on it, especially with just Aaron has proved to me that
he loves being in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Shador, well, yes, he loves being in the spotlight. I feel like he can also
I was
going to
say, if you
down.
Want somebody that is about me first, that, I mean, that, unfortunately, like, that's not Shador Sanders. I mean, he's literally going to film a documentary of him taking a crap in the locker room. Okay?
Yeah.
I guess here's your better argument. Are you better off Mason Rudolph and Will Howard and Skylar Thompson than Aaron Rodgers?
Probably not.
Are you better off Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers?
Remains to be seen. Who knows what Carson Wentz learned in the Chiefs system?
I know whatever he learned, it ain't going to fix what's been broken for a long time.
Probably not. But who's to say? At least take a look.
My point is this. When you're desperate, you are going to have to take more chances than when you're not desperate. One. Two. When you believe what the Steelers believe, which I believe is the correct mentality, all of you guys run around going, I'd rather suck than be middling. I'd rather suck than barely make the playoffs. I'd rather suck and build out. But what you all forget, is that just because you have a top pick doesn't mean you're going to get it right. Doesn't mean you're going to be able to properly support that player. Right? Just because you have a top pick. Yeah. Now, just because you think you're a 9-win team or a 10-win team doesn't mean you're always going to get there, right? Yeah. I mean, injuries, different situations, whatever. You could fall off like the Steelers did. Now, they did get there only to get embarrassed. But the point being is I would rather take my chances that way than take my chances by thinking I'm going to outsmart everybody. I'm going to get the next great thing. Because what if you don't get the next great thing? What if you think you have the next great thing and the next great thing blows out his knee and he's not the next great thing anymore?
Right.
So, again, just a matter of philosophy and a matter of differences and a matter of belief and interpretation. It's kind of like what happened earlier this week and so many things that we've discussed on the show this week, which is it really matters how you view it and a matter of interpretation. Some people think teams are tanking. I don't believe in tanking. I hate it. I hate the term. I don't like it. I don't think the Wizards are tanking. Whatever. Some people think last night was a great game. I thought it was a great ending, not a great game. Everybody's got a different interpretation. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers and contending for the playoffs or hitting the blow-up button. All right, coming up next, dum-dum of the day. Mad Max has made a submission. We will use that. We will share the details with you next. All right, wrapping up the show here on a Friday. It is time. It is time. Before we turn things over to Craig Halpin for, you know what time it is.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yes, we take you in our own backyard in Northern Virginia. Fairfax, as a matter of fact, according to the Washington Post, 15 separate thefts. Most of them occurring in Kingstown and Fair Oaks. I drive past Fair Oaks Mall every day. Alleged by police, a group of thieves stole a total of 32,000 candles. That's right. $32,000 worth of candles. Not 32,000 candles. $32,000 worth of candles. From February until recently, a clear pattern of retail theft. Now, I ask you this. If you're going to steal something, if you are going to steal something to the value of $30,000+, would you steal candles?
No.
I mean,
this is something much cooler.
What are we doing here? So automatically, you know that they're dumb because they're burglarizing. But the fact that they're trying to steal candles, and in excess of $30,000, again, just proves how dumb as a society we are. Again, there's more details to the story. I don't think we need to really go any further. All you need to know is a group of thieves tried to steal $32,000 worth of candles in Northern Virginia. And then you wonder why I'm so down on the world in which we live.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
Thanks to Mad Max for submitting that. Thanks to Mad Max for hanging out with us today and working overtime right here on the Team 980 while AMAC takes a three-day weekend vacation. Hey, I want to send a quick shout-out before we turn it over to my Freedom Girls soccer team, the Varsity Champs. Once again, won the district for a second year in a row. On to the state quarterfinals at Freedom High School Tuesday night. If you got nothing to do, it's $8. Concessions are cheap. You can hang out with me, baby, because I'll be there. Congratulations to the entire team. And their head coach is Chris Campbell, CC as we call him, and he's a good pal of mine, and they've done a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous job. Big win last night at Battlefield, baby. 2-0. Yeah. Go Freedom Eagles, and have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.